The tshuva, the response that we're going to study today is a response in a tshuva from the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair was Rav Yair Bachrach. He was born in Germany in 1638. He served in various rabbinic positions. And his famous tshuvos were called the Chavos Yair. He died in 1702. Now, there's a Gemara in Makos, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, which tells us, it actually cites Rava, who says, Kamati Pshoi, Enshe de kaimi mikame sefer Torah v'lo kaimi mikame gavah rabbah. How foolish are people stand in front of a sefer Torah but not in front of a great person? And he proves it because the Torah it says that there are 40 lashes that someone gets when they violate a lo ta'aseh, but the rabbis they knocked it down by one. So we see how powerful the rabbis are. So if you stand up for sefer Torah, you should stand up for the rabbi. So question is that then this tshuva is not about other people respecting the rabbi, but can the rabbi behave in certain matters that make how shall we say that may compromise his dignity? So in his tshuva, Chavos Yair Siman Reishei. So this is a she'ela mi. From a Torah scholar, Harifu Bakiu Matmid, a scholar, sharp, an expert, a masmid, yodea nagin, become a mine klizer, but he knows how to play musical instruments. Sha'alim harishus biyarula nagin bikino lifnei achosim vikala, hin b'chilichosim lechupa, u'b'mishdeh shel mitzvah chasuna. Is he allowed to play his musical instrument before the chosim and the kala when they're walking to the chuppah? Or during the meal, the wedding meal, O name of the Asulavazatsu Torah Sor. Do we say that he is not allowed to shame himself because of the honor of his Torah? Umashekasuv, and that which Chazal say that a sage who waves his honor is considered wave, Yesh Lomar Heder Kavod the Kim of Vehidur Shiny. That yeah, maybe the Talmud Chacham can waive the honor of other people standing up for him. But maybe a Torah scholar cannot waive behavior, cannot allow himself to engage in behavior, which will result in a bizayon and shame to the Talmud Chacham. And so the Chavos Yair begins by saying, maybe I'm rejecting the premise of your question. He says, maybe lo have rak heder kavod. Said maybe it's not considered bizarre. Why are you saying that being a musician at a wedding is considered a bizarre? Maybe it's simply a lack of kavod, which is you're providing a service and you're performing activity to receive payment. He cites the Gemara in Kiddushin where we have great Torah scholars who provided food and drink before people. And so that's not considered a bizayon. So why is playing music considered a bizayon? And he said he wants to. He says suggests lo mikre bizayon rak beinyan she'eno misnag benekius uvechiyai gavna kinyan mashikasuv kol tamid chacham shenimtsa reviv al bigdo. He said it's only considered a bizayon, a shame, a disgrace, if he doesn't engage in cleanliness or something similar to that, based on the fact that what Chazal say that a tamid chacham who he's acting inappropriately if he has a stain on his garment. So that's maybe considered a bizayon if he walks around not presentable with a stain on his garment. However, if you're doing something to honor others, that's considered honored. He cites the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So this is Mochal Kavodo. So number one, the Chavos Yair rejects the premise of the question that he's saying, who says that a musician who's playing an instrument is considered a bizayon. Maybe it's simply a lack of kavod, which he is permitted to waive. And he could have stopped the tshuva here, but then he decides to write a shir on this topic. He likes to expand a little bit on this question about a Talmid Chacham engaging in behavior that might be considered a bizayon. And he says, okay. Let's assume, according to your premise, let's assume that maybe it's a little bit of a bizayon. After all, he says that what are these musicians called? Leitzanim, jesters. Not sure if modern-day musicians are called jesters, but maybe back then they were referred to as that. So he says, maybe whether a Torah scholar can engage in behavior that might be considered shameful might be based on a machlokes, a debate between two Rishonim. And basically, first cites the Rambam. There's a debate between the Rambam and the Rush regarding the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The lach is, the Gemara says, Zaken ve'eno lefi kvodo, a Torah scholar, who perhaps for him to deal with a lost object is beneath his dignity, then he is not obligated to deal with the lost object. In other words, if someone see him, you know, when someone sees him dealing with this object on the street, they're going to think he's being undignified. So you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda if it's beneath your dignity. But what if you want to? So the Rabbim Hilchos Gzeilav Aveda Perek Yudaf Aluch Yedzayin says, it's wonderful. Haholech b'derech atov, ayashev osef nib shur sedin, machzer sevede b'chol makom. Someone who walks in a correct and straight path and goes above and beyond the strict letter of the law can return the aveda, a lost object, b'chol makom, in any place. V'yafal pishen al fikvod, even though it's not so honorable for him. However, the Rush in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Simon Chavav says, v'yirali, it seems to me, kemen shepatra Torah says zaked, since the Torah exempted the elder. Shein lo lezalzel bichvodo, he should not denigrate his honor. Isser hu legabe didei. It is not only he's not only exempt, but it's forbidden for him to behave this way. Shemezalde lechavod haTorah b'makom shein chayav. Because what's he doing? It's not about him personally that he is denigrating the kavod haTorah. People are going to see, yeah, this person is a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar. This is how he's behaving. Obviously, the Torah is not something that is so respectable. So you have no right to engage in something which is perceived as a bizarre, as a disgrace, because people then may disgrace the Torah. So the Chavos Yair says that maybe this debate between the Rambam and the Rush is reflective on Hashavas Aveda, can be expanded to other situations in general. Is the Talmud Chacham allowed to be engaged in behavior that is a bizarre, that is a disgrace, presumably? Maybe the Rush might say here, we're not even dealing with a mitzvah, that an individual would not be allowed to engage, Talmud Chacham would not be allowed to employ himself as a musician if this would be viewed as a little bit of a bizayon, whereas the Rabbah would allow it. And he writes that besides the question of Hashavas Aveda and maybe being a musician, there's another nafkamina, another practical difference between the Rabbah and the Rush. He says there's a halacha about whether a Kohen Gadol can testify. Is he supposed to testify in court? So the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol does not testify only in front of a melech, he can only testify in front of the king. Otherwise, it's beneath the Kohen Gadol's kavod or dignity to testify. So the shaila is, question is, what if he wants to? So according to the Rabbam, he would be allowed to. According to the Rush, he would not be allowed to. And so he sort of broadens this debate between the Rambam and the Rush in general. Is the Talmud Chacham allowed to behave in a way that seems undignified? But then he says, wait a second. The Rush says the Talmud Chacham cannot engage in behavior that's undignified. What about David HaMelech? David HaMelech famously was mafazez umacharka. He danced wildly in front of the Aron HaKodesh after it was returned from the Pelishtim. And when Michal saw him, she said that he's behaving like a boar, like a rake. And he said, what are you talking? He disagreed with her. And it seems from the Navi that David HaMelech was correct. So the Chavos Yair says, it's not a question. He says, the Vadai Davar Shebikdusha Shayit. It's different if it's a matter of sanctity, of Kedusha. And he says also, we know that Talmidei Chachamim Gdolei Ador are involving themselves in building a sukkah, even when people see it. Because, again, even though it might be a little bit of a bizayon to build the sukkah, it's a davar shebikdusha, so it's not viewed as a disgrace. And also, Gedolei Hador are involved in Chaburos Kavranim. They're also involved in burial and digging graves, potentially. So, if according to the Rush, how could they be doing this? So maybe you could argue again that Davar Shebikdusha is different. It's a matter that is something that is holy, So I'm sorry. So according to the Rush, so maybe this would not be allowed, not sure. But he seems to say that when it comes to David HaMelech and those who build the sukkah, if there's kedusha, that it should be permitted. But then he also brings up, well, there are stories in the Gemara about how there was a scholar, a Talmid Chacham, who in front of the Kala would dance in front of with three hadassim, and they would do some juggling. And the question is, how do you get along? How do you get around doing that? And this is embarrassing. There's no darish kedusha. That seems to be a bizayon. So he says, "Adam of force about chasidu." It's different if someone is publicly known as someone who is a chassid, that everyone would know that he is not engaged in silly behavior or behavior beneath his dignity. Everyone know this is l'shem shemayim when he's dancing in front of the chassan and kala. However, why is Hashavas Aveda different? Because he writes that that it depends. If everyone knows that he's not receiving payment for what he's doing, and he's doing it completely l'shem shemayim, then it should be permitted. And so maybe there's a difference between, let's say, a public mitzvah, a public either davar shebikdusha, matter of kedusha, or some kind of mitzvah where everyone knows he's doing it l'shem shemayim, and then it would be permitted. But maybe hashavas aveda, someone sees a guy, Talmid Chacham, finding a lost object and being involved in it. People don't know he's involved in doing this mitzvah. They think he's taking care of something, worried about some minor financial object or whatever, the article of clothing or whatever he finds, and dealing with it. So that people don't know why he's doing this. So that might be a bizarre, according to the Rush, as opposed to other matters where there is. It's a davar shebikdusha, or everyone knows that he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. And actually, this point that the Chavos Yair makes is actually found in the Be'er Halacha Siman Resh Nun, where the Be'er Halacha points out that there were great individuals who would be involved in. Who would be involved in of preparing for Shabbos, and he's trying to explain why is that? Why are these great rabbis were doing various activities in preparation for Shabbos, as opposed to Hashavas Aveda, where we say you can't engage in this? And the Be'er Halacha writes that by the Hashavas Aveda, he writes that it. By Hashavas Aveda, Eina Kol Yodim Shu Osik B'Mitzvah. People don't know he's involved in the mitzvah. As opposed to, let's say, cites a Gemara in Kiddushin, where Rav Nachman made a makkah, he made a railing, a fence on top of his roof. It's a mitzvah, which is a degrading thing potentially. Everyone knew that he was involved in the mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda, when you are occupying yourself in it, involved in it, not everyone knows about it. So therefore, that would be the distinction between Hashavas Aveda and other aspects. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch, how does he paskin in case of in the midst of Hashavas Aveda? So the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam, and he says that if Talmid Chacham wants, he is allowed to go above and beyond and involve himself in returning a lost object. The Rama writes that, like the Rush, that you're not allowed to return the lost object because it's not lafi kvodo, it's not for his honor. But he says, if you want to engage in act, lifnei mishuras hadin, don't return the object, but just pay the value of the object to the person who lost the object. If you want to go lifnei mishuras hadin. But in any case, the Chavos Yair doesn't seem to take a position here. But he seems to provide the parameters of when a Talmid Chacham can engage in behavior that might be viewed as a bizayon. number one, the very narrow question about whether in a musician who's a Talmid Chacham is a musician can engage in this, can he perform at a wedding? He seems to say it's probably not such a bizarre, so it's okay. And the broader question, whether a Talmid Chacham, a scholar, a sage, can engage in something that might appear to be a bizayon, so there he makes a distinction between what he does and how it's perceived. If everyone knows that this is for a davar shebikdusha, something that's holy, or everyone knows that it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, the person's known to be someone so pious, and no one's going to think that he's doing this, that he's acting inappropriately, that he's acting perhaps. He's dancing in front of a chassan and kala, but everyone knows he's l'shem shemayim, then that's okay. It's only in a situation where people don't know that and aren't aware that we're concerned, at least according to the Rush, of the kavod or the bizayon of the Talmid Chacham, where the Rambam seems to say it's okay. The significance of this tshuva is that it teaches us about the kavod that Talmidei Chachamim should need to have for themselves, not about how other people should honor Talmidei Chachamim. It's about how Talmidei Chachamim should honor themselves and how they should take how they're perceived seriously and how they should behave and act and behave in a refined manner and not even give off the appearance of not being refined. And what's fascinating is that what he does here is he elaborates the concept of Bizayon and Talmid Chacham to more than simply a Shabbos Aveda debate, but to a broader debate. And he analyzed the debate between the Rambam and the Rush. And again, I think what this is important is to teach us that it's important to respect Talmidei Chachamim, but more importantly, there's a responsibility that a Talmid Chacham has for how to respect himself.